New York mining disaster 1941, says someone. You're trying to win the box of books already. No, it's not that song from the Bee Gees. But for the box of books this morning, we do want the name of a song at 11 minutes to 11. A very famous song, a song you have played, I'm sure, if you've ever played the guitar. So let's see how fast you are. You've got to be quick. 2101 by text. It is a four-note blues scale melody in G minor, harmonized in parallel fourths to make it sound dark and foreboding. So I'm sure you don't need any more information than that, but it was written... It was written about the foolishness of a man from Czechoslovakia named Zdeněk Spitzka. 50 years ago exactly, we are going back half a century, which is what we like doing. 50 years ago as we speak, the results of what he did late one afternoon in Switzerland were becoming catastrophically evident. There was no loss of life, but there was the loss of an entire entertainment complex. And I don't know if anyone still knows why he did it. In the middle of a concert, he began to flick matches into the rattan ceiling, which promptly caught fire. Are you texting yet? 2101. At one point in time, this song held the record for most guitarists playing it at any one time in Kansas City, 1,720 of them from as far afield as Scotland. The famous riff in the song began as the opening to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, played backwards, according to the guitarist, who had a fondness for Renaissance music, which is evident in the song, Believe It or Not. 2101, first correct texter. Frank Zappa was the feature artist on stage as the Montreux Casino burnt down in 1971, and the band Deep Purple witnessed the whole event from their hotel. Nick Atkinson's name and voice are familiar to RNZ listeners from his time on Music 101. He was the saxophonist in Supergroove, and then he and Tim Stewart formed the duo Hopetown Brown, and now he plays in Love Square as well. Morena, Nick.
Kia ora, Jim. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice of you to join us. Now, the band didn't think this song would be a hit, and we do have a winner now, who is Peter McClymont. In fact, we have lots of winners, but Peter was first through. So, well done, Peter. Congratulations. They didn't intend to release it as a single. It seemed a bit mundane to them. But, of course, I mean, do you remember playing it? Because it seemed irresistible when young people pick up guitars and begin to play them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually did go through a phase of wanting to be a bass player and went into the music store and bought a cheap bass for $200. But I was more of a Led Zepp guy. When I was 15, and I liked playing the Led Zeppelin tunes. What was it? A Whole Lot of Love, I think, which is almost a facsimile of the Smoke on the Water riff, really.
What is the deep appeal of Smoke on the Water?
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of it comes down to that sound, you know. The guitarist, Ritchie Blackmore, I guess, looking at it, you know, 50 years down the road, he seems to embody all of these rock and roll cliches, you know, almost like Nigel Tufnell from Spinal Tap, you know. I think for years and years he supposedly had the loudest amp in the world, that Marshall custom made for him. But I think that sound, I think when a new sound appears in pop music and appears on the radio, I think it's very, very seductive, you know. You see what Lorde did with her finger clicks and Royals, and after that everyone had finger clicks for many moons, you know. And so I think that's a big part of it. And I suppose that riff also serves as the chorus, you know, Smoke on the Water, Fire in the Sky, and the riff is the chorus.
If you don't mind staying with us, I've got a bit to ask you after we hear the song. So Nick Atkins is with us.
Absolutely.
With us, back with him shortly. In the meantime, let's turn up our radios. It wasn't a flare gun, but apart from that, the song explains everything that's germane. And guitarist Ritchie Blackmore said later, in retrospect, Smoke on the Water is pretty hilarious. It's like writing a song about any mundane daily activities, such as I went to the grocery store to buy some cheese. But Nick Atkinson, a lot of people like cheese, don't they? That's the thing.
Yeah, well, sure. And look, my personal tastes definitely lean towards lyrics that don't have too many metaphors or similes. I quite like the facts in the songs.
Yeah, that's
interesting. I think that's quite a good thing.
Yeah, and people are split that way.
Just to hear Ritchie Blackmore's guitar sound, it's amazing. You know, most now guitarists, they have this, generally will have an array of pedals that they click with their feet, you know, to get those kind of sounds. But Ritchie Blackmore has, I think, all his life never really had pedals. He just turns the amps up extremely loudly. I think he had a special treble booster for that one.
Did it?
But there's also a Hammond organ in there playing the riff, and I think that gives it that almost sort of like a marble in the bottom of a gold pan rolling around. It just has that sort of effect and texture.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
I think is also tickles the ears.
That's a nice metaphor. There have been endless cover versions, and one of the more unusual ones was by the once famous Nice Guy crooner Pat Boone from an album he brought out in middle age called No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, we all came out to Montreux on the Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile. We didn't have much time. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground.
You see, Nick, you can hear all the words. It's a much superior rendition, really.
Yeah, and congas. Who knew that song needed congas so badly?
Before we go, a lot of these old songs are now coming out of copyright, you tell us?
Well, New Zealand is very interesting. Globally, the copyright term for a sound recording is generally 70 years, but in New Zealand it's 50 years. And so, yeah, in theory, now that recording, the original recording of Smoke on the Water is in public domain.
Right.
But curiously, Brexit, funnily enough, might be meaning that is changing in New Zealand, because as we now have to negotiate a free trade agreement with Britain, one of the bargaining chips is term extension. You know, hope, and that would be great for New Zealand songwriters, because, you know, people like Dave Dobbin, his early repertoire is about to come into public domain. I think Nature by the Formula is
Almost.
Already over 50 years old. And
lovely to talk to you, Nick. So Nick Atkinson, leaving him.